No, we're going to talk to each other. Okay. It's just me and you. You and I.
Great.
I and you.
Super.
Okay. So,
Was that like action?
No. Hey, so real quick, we're going to do a little messing with it. That was nice. It was. Yeah, it was like this. I need a chop. Hey, so like an intro before we know our names here, like you go your name, I'll go my name.
Just my name.
Yeah, just your name. Like, and then we'll go the kind of the whys.
Okay.
Ooh, got my back. Let's not talk about my back. I threw it out in the shower.
Of course.
There's no reason to be rude. Okay. We're just starting this thing.
All right. Okay. My name's Jillian Mormont.
Good call. And mine is Maximilian Mormont.
Yep. We're here to talk about like the benefits and the challenges of working together, raising a family together, being married, and just living the life together.
Yeah, exactly. We're here specifically together to tell everybody it's not really that hard, but it's super effing hard. So we're going to go through this journey together. We're going to be real raw, and we're going to talk about our family, our business, our interactions, bedroom life, all life, whoa, kids throwing up, you name it, we got it. We're going to talk about it.
Okay. You sort of stole my idea, but that's cool.
All right. Clap it backwards. So that'll be our intro for now.
Okay.
And then episode number one.
Okay, so we're talking about how we met.
Well, yeah, but like, okay, so episode number one, in our relationship, right?
Episode number one, we met.
That's what you're going to title it? I like
story
it.
Story of Max and G in the beginning.
Okay, all right. Were you G yet, or were you Jillian?
No, you called me Red.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, because for like 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, right when you said red, I remember. Yeah. You're probably looking at the camera. She's red right now, but that's fine.
It's fine. But because you didn't know my name, I don't know, or didn't know how to spell it.
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, but you just saw that I was like the girl who got red because she got fired up at everybody. And my skin turned red. I mean, I'm a ginger. It's fine.
Nothing's really changed.
Yeah, and that's what you called me at Equinox. You said... Hey, Red, for like a while.
Walking in, cool guy. Yeah. Cool guy style in the office. I was a general, fitness manager.
Fitness manager. I was a front desk manager, so like pretty much equals.
Yeah. Right. And then we were there working 2006?
2006.
Six, right?
I turned 21.
Ooh, hello. And then just grab them. we were working together, and I specifically remember calling you Red because the poor girl would work at the front desk, and these people would give her the shittiest. Like when you watch videos of people and how they talk about like, oh, my job. If you could record the shit that people said to you on social media, you'd be fucking famous from the bullshit that people would tell you.
Yeah, too bad they didn't have podcasts back
then. Right? I mean, people were assholes, and maybe they still are there. But they would come in, they would complain about parking, they would park on the fifth floor, and then they would do an hour of cardio, or they would just complain, and poor Jillian would be up front just having to deal with these people. And I just remember you just smashing people when enough was enough. You would be a sweetheart, and then you would see this red thing happen. And then when you would go flush red, that means, hey, fuck, we're done with this conversation's over. Yeah.
Well, you said people come and yell at me like their socks got lost in the laundry. And I was like, sweet, dude, like you make millions of dollars. Like we have a shop, you could buy $7 socks right there. They'd be like, no, you need to address this situation. And they're all like... Okay, I'll just give you a pair of socks.
Done. You happy now? I'll give you two.
Yeah.
And I agree. You always were real good at like that customer service type stuff. And I just remember specifically looking at you and always being like, oh, man, this girl is really cool, kind of a B.
Yeah, you told me that you said you thought I was the bitch.
And there's no way in hell I would ever even be with that girl. There's no way. And then after the 2 years of calling you Red and seeing how cool of a person you were and how much like you loved people and how passionate you were about things, I think I tried to make a move on you.
No, you asked me out like 6 times.
Okay, but there was like there was one specific move that was a solid move. Do you remember it?
No, I don't remember.
No, you don't remember the Christmas party?
Oh yeah, yeah, that. But I just remember like I was dating a somebody who may or may not have been a member. It's fine. Oh.
No. I remember. Oh, Malcolm you, just ate your cord.
Don't tell Christian. And you just kept making comments about how I liked the chubby one because he was a chubby dude.
Yeah, I might have been a little chubby too. But you remember? Remember coming home from the Christmas party, right? We were in L.A. I remember this like vividly, yeah, driving home, and I made the move. White's telling me something else, saying hello. And so we're driving, and I remember specifically saying, "Hey, my exit's right here."
I went on the bus with everybody there, and you were like, "Hey, I drove up. You want to ride home?" And I was like, "Yeah," because the bus ride took like 4 hours to Santa Monica. And then you were driving me home, and you're like, "Hey, this is my exit. If you like, want to go hang out."
Yeah, I want to watch cartoons or
cartoons.
Something.
Cartoons. I think it was cartoons.
Solid. No, so nothing creepy, aggression. nothing aggressive. You knew I didn't want to watch cartoons.
Oh, this guy's
if you would have went with the expectations of cartoons, shame on you.
Oh, gosh.
Shame on you. You got a little rag.
And then I was like, "No, thanks. I'm cool."
Yeah. Shut it down. Shut it down right away. Shut it down. I didn't even the way you shut it down so aggressively. I didn't even say twice, "Hey." I just right away was like, "Okay, we're gonna go." And then whoa. And then we went all the way back. I dropped you off, and then
I forgot about the Christmas party.
And then I asked you out a few times.
Remember you brought me a bagel? I had to work on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Because like they're always open. And you're like, you showed up and you brought me a bagel. You're like, "Oh, I just had some work to do." And I was like, "No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Get out of here."
Brought you a bagel. And then I remember we started kind of talking. And then I remember because we were working together and we were both managers, it was frowned upon to kind of date your employees and stuff, which it still is.
I was not actually a manager. I was just... the front desk girl.
Yeah, you were still like a front desk manager, weren't you?
Yeah, they gave you a title.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not in those type of situations. They don't ever really do much for you except for, "Hooray, I got a title."
Yeah.
Like bet risk.
I made like 16 cents more an hour.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the extra yelling for it.
Yeah.
I remember putting your name, and it's still in there to date. You're in my phone like multiple times.
Yeah, it's 1AG.
Yeah, 1G, 1G only. That's where you really started getting the name
1G.
G.
And I asked you, I was like, "Who's this bitch that's talking to you all the time?" You know, and you're like, "No, that's you."
Because I couldn't really have your name in there. Oh yeah, in the beginning too, it was before G. I had the A only.
Yes.
1A. So you were first in my phone book, and then you could call me and text me, but nobody would know who that number was.
Yeah.
Shady. And then I remember another situation happening where you kind of became a loose cannon with one of your managers.
No, first of all.
Managers. It was like, fuck you, you're cool. I'm out. And I saw the whole thing go down, and I was like, "I'm in love. I'm going to marry this lady."
Okay, so here's what happened. I was a very...
Half-baked. That's all I saw. Go.
Dedicated employee to the Knox.
True.
And, I put in my time, and they finally started asking me my opinion. And I gave them my opinion. I was like, "Hey, whatever it was, should we hire this person?" I was like, "Don't hire this person. He's an idiot." And, well, that seems judgy.
Nah, you're not. When you're in a management role, it's okay. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. You can judge.
I was like, he doesn't seem like he's on par with our systems, you know. And so the guy was like, "Nah, never mind. I'm going to hire him anyway. So you can train him." And I'm like, "Oh, gosh." And so this was like the end of this certain manager in my battles. And I just lost it one day. You know me. I turned super red. And I just left in the middle of my shift. And then everyone said I got fired, which, I mean, granted.
No, you never did. You never did.
Granted, I was probably on my way to being fired for sure. But I came in and was just like, "Here's my key. I'm out of here." And I quit. And then.
Oh, the next time you were coming in, you were getting fired.
Yeah, for sure. There was security at the door waiting for me, you know? So that was it. But I was done with it, man. They didn't treat us very well there.
No. No. I specifically made them a lot of money and then asked them for only 1% and they laughed at me.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole another thing.
Yeah. So then you were like, F you, F you, I'm out. I yep. fell in love.
Right.
And then
we were allowed to date.
Yeah. Immediately your name changed from 1A to 1G. And then I became a situation where I remember I was training a lot, right? And then I remember suddenly you showed up in your Converse.
No, here's what happened. So I was like, okay, after like the fifth, sixth time you asked me out, I'm like, fine, this guy's pretty cool. And then you said, I'm going to be honest with you. Here's my hierarchy. 1, training. 2, my dog. 3, any relationship. And I was like, okay, well, that seems awkward. But that's fine. Like, I was 21. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And then you're like, if you want to hang out, here's my address. You can come train. And I was like, again, probably a creepy, like, cartoon situation.
I mean, the way you're making it sound, it's really sounding really creepy right now.
But I was like...
Like, date number one, I brought this up.
No,
stop
this was
it.
Like,
stop
this
it.
Was after the Equinox days. Because I remember I started working out with you at Equinox.
Yes.
Because I liked how you trained. It was, like, pretty athletic and it looked fun. And then, so I showed up and I was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to weightlift. And I, like, the first time I ever picked up a barbell was in your garage on your platform.
Mm-hmm.
People asked me, like, oh, what'd you learn first? I'm like, I don't know. Max never, like, taught me. I just sat there and watched and was like, okay, my turn. And I went.
Snatch, clean, and jerk.
And then you went and I went. And then that's how we did it. Yeah.
That's how most people just learn how to snatch, clean, and jerk. Well, they just snatch and clean and jerk.
I mean, to be honest, like, no offense to... everybody that we work with, but you'd think it was goddamn rocket science. Like, I mean, it is. It's very technical, but like, people want so much. Like, step one, approach the bar. Step two, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. No, you just like look and then be like, okay, don't die. Okay, now let's talk about it.
I would say parenting in life is pretty much like that. like
but,
a lot of things.
But weightlifting, I mean, that's a whole other thing.
So then I gave you this hierarchy, and you said, okay, I'm still gonna stick it out. This guy sounds crazy. He's working out in a garage.
Well, and I was like pretty good at weightlifting. Yep. So I was like, well, there you go.
Qualified for first, like I qualified for nationals at mine.
To be
and
fair,
you qualified for collegiates at yours.
I wasn't good at weightlifting. I just.
No, hey, you qualified for collegiates at your first meet.
I feel like
not a lot of people do that. And then you qualified for Americans and nationals. There's not a lot of people do that either.
Yeah, well, so, nowadays maybe. But.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. And then at the same time, you were able to develop from after being a runner, right? I mean, you were kind of a runner in college.
I was not kind of a runner. I ran distance for like 11 years.
And then you had like a lung situation or your lung shutdown, or I always say that.
Yeah, I just had real bad asthma.
And then you started lifting with me, and then that kind of almost like fixed itself through training, like weightlifting.
Yeah.
And that was something that really kind of drew me to you in that process as we were dating.
Yeah.
And then I think I told you something in regards to, hey, I'll marry you. Hey, I'll marry you.
No.
Did I tell you in that voice?
No.
Okay, so I told you I'll marry you when. Like, what happened there?
You never said you would marry me. You said, if we date through your 20s, I owe it to you.
I forgot about that.
Because I stole your good years.
I totally did.
And it's true, because I was 21 and we got married when I was like 28 or something.
Yeah, what an asshole if I would have left you at 28 and said, hey, thanks for 7 years. I'm going to go find me another 21-year-old.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you
freshman. I'm going to enroll in college again.
You did sometimes, yeah.
I mean, it could be a no problem, right? Yeah. And then what happened after that?
We just started training and dating. And started a gym.
I feel like there was a lot more in there. We, I specifically told you, no, I told you that I would propose to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I would propose to you.
When I snatched my body weight.
When you snatched your body weight.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then remember that
first of all.
Remember the time you actually snatched your body weight and like a dumbass.
Yeah, it was at Long Beach State and I weighed 53 kilos.
Yeah.
I was like tiny, you know? And I was like, oh, I'm totally going to make weight. I don't even have to weigh in like underwear, you mm-hmm. know? And you're like, that's a good idea. Just keep all your sweats on.
You bet your ass.
And so I weighed in at like 54 and I snatched 53 and I was like, oh, I just snatched my body weight. And you're like, not really. Not technically. I was like, oh, that was early too. I was like, probably like within a year or two of like lifting.
Yeah. And then I feel like...
And then it took me a hot second to, like, do it again.
And then I got heavier. Technically, I said we would get married after I stopped training for the trials, 2008, 2012.
Yeah.
I gave myself basically that 6 years.
Yeah.
And then you stuck it out.
Yeah, I mean, we did other cool stuff too. Yeah. We traveled and like
lost some businesses, gained some businesses. Yeah, hell yeah. We did some really cool shit.
Yeah.
And then we got married when?
2013.
Right?
Yeah.
And we got married where?
We got married at a brewery.
That was awesome. Cause why?
Cause we like beer.
Yeah, but what bullshit statement did I give you?
I don't. You give me a lot of bullshit statements, dude.
I told you it was my dream wedding.
Oh, that's right. Everything was like, oh, this is my dream wedding. I was like, okay, it's fine, whatever.
It worked well though.
Like you had to wear a tuxedo because it was your dream wedding. And then you wanted me to walk down the aisle to "Here Comes the Bride" because that would be your dream wedding. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So you can wear a tux, but I'm still wearing Converse.
was cool. That's a dream wedding.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Dream wedding. And we did our dream honeymoon beforehand.
Yes. Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
And then we went somewhere afterwards too. But
yeah.
And then now, so how long have we been together?
Since I was 21. So 13 and a half years.
Right. 13, 14 years. And then we've been married how long?
6 years.
6 years? Six and a half?
Yeah. It'll be 7 this year. And then we have two little dudes.
Two little dudes.
Yep.
And then we work together, train together.
Since I was 20.
Yeah.
Well, even longer. Yeah.
So we've been hanging out together for
15 years.
In everything.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
I'm a pain in the ass.
Well, I mean, I'm not a delight all the time. Some days you just don't win, you know, but you just got to like start the day over and try and win this one.
Battle again.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm excited to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you.
Well, I love you too.
All right.
Well, you're making such direct eye contact right now.
All right, man. This is our first episode.
Yeah. Oh, this is Malcolm too, by the way.
Malcolm's in.
I'm not whimpering in the background. It's our 5-month-old.
So again, that's what happens when you are self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed stay-at-home dad. That's why you're holding him.
And we'll get into that.
I'm a working mom, so he's yours right now.
He's mine.
Yeah.
He's mine.
All right.
All right. Talk soon. Drool on that mic. It's not ours.